Pete lay there with his eyes closed.
I know how you can check it for sure.
Well, by George, let's hear it, and be quick about it.
You have to say please.
Me say please to a cat? Do you realize you are speaking to the head of ranch security? I will not say please to a cat, ever.
Well, then I won't tell.
I bent my head down and showed him some fangs. Growled, narrowed my eyes, raised the hair on the back of my neck as well as all the way down my spine, gave him the whole 9 yards of threatening gestures. And as you might expect, he changed his mind.
Well, maybe I will tell you.
You bet you will. And you'll tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So start talking while I still have myself under control. When a cat has some running room or a tree to climb, he'll talk trash, and very seldom will you hear him tell the truth. But put one flat on his back on the ground, stand over him with some deadly fangs, and fellas, you can make a Christian out of any cat. I guarantee it. Well, we finally got the truth out of him. I don't know why he didn't tell the truth in the first place. It would have been so much simpler and easier for all of us. But cats are just that way. They seem to get a kick out of being deceitful. It's just part of their nature. Under severe questioning, Pete finally confessed about where he'd learned that the world was coming to an end. Just as I had suspected, it had nothing to do with so-called cat's intuition. He'd been sitting on the windowsill when Sally Mae got a phone call. He'd listened to the conversation. It's called eavesdropping, and cats are very good at it. And he'd seen her write this message down on her calendar. End of the world, 3 o'clock p.m. I glanced at Drover. Well, there's the scoop on this end of the world business. Now all we have to do is check the calendar. Of course, there's one small problem.
Sure is.
And what is that small problem, Drover? He gave me a blank stare.
I was just asking myself that same question.
The small problem is that we have to get into the house because that's where the calendar is. Come on, son. We got work to do. I turned to Pete. You can leave, Cat, but don't go far. We may have some more questions for you later on.